Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky on the hotline. We just got talking about, or got done talking about, Mike, the House approving the $65 billion state spending plan. What about the Senate?
Well, Greg, I'll tell you this, that everybody has been working hard on this enormous amount of money that's been presented to the state of Michigan. And it's easy to spend money, but it's a lot harder to spend it wisely. And I'm anxious to see the details of what the House sent. I am encouraged by what I'm hearing about what they sent in the K-12 budget. If what I'm hearing is correct, then we will have materially affected and changed for good an unintended consequence of Proposal A that's been lingering for decades, and bringing all schools up to a close to even level in terms of state funding. And that's been something that's been a priority for mine for a long time. And I think, if I'm reading it correctly, and again, I haven't seen the details, I think this budget has accomplished that. So that's a huge, huge, huge win for a lot of districts across the state. And but the rest of the budget, we'll take a look at it budget by budget in the Senate and react accordingly.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to several administrators this week, and one thing that probably is, I don't know if it's factored in or not, is the mental stability of these kids coming back. I know they're, you know, in some cases that is going to be worrisome.
Worrisome is an understatement. In my little circle, my little life, my little circle, you know, I've had more people, close contacts, have serious problems with mental challenges with young children and adolescents than I've experienced in a long, long time. And it's an understatement to say that we've got a challenge there. One of my priorities before I leave office is to make a dramatic increase in investment in mental health, both in capacity and in how we deliver it. It's being met with some resistance because what we've got in mind in the Senate is a pretty major change. But I think it's the right thing to do. It is a little disruptive in the beginning, but I'm confident that it's the right thing to do long term, and we have to do it because we do have a dearth of services and a dearth of capacity in Michigan for mental health services.
And of course, not only for students, but there's people all over the place that are hurting, right?
Not just pediatrics; it's adults and pediatrics. So you are correct about that. And much of what the government broadly has caused people to endure these last 18 months has exacerbated that problem in the way that we've responded to COVID. That this really caused the problem to be seriously exacerbated, like I said. So we have a responsibility to address this, and we have, frankly, some resources to be able to do it with. And so shame on us if we don't get it done.
So your Senate Committee on Elections gave this last election a thumbs up. Is that fair to say?
No, I don't say that at all. First of all, I'm very proud of the work that Senator McBroom, Senator Tyson, and Senator Bison did, and Senator Irwin, for that matter. He was on the committee as well, on the oversight of the election. They found a number of things that are vulnerabilities that need to be tightened up, which resulted in a number of bills being introduced in both the House and the Senate to tighten up those vulnerabilities. What they did not find in their assessment is the broad-based fraud that many are concerned about. We have presented the findings. I'm proud of them for what the work they did. They spent hundreds of man hours on this analysis and went over hundreds and hundreds of affidavits submitted by citizens who were either directly or indirectly involved in the election process back in 2020. And so now we're prosecuting the bills that I think are important and that necessary to do to tighten up some of those. And additionally, we'll continue to wait for Arizona, in this case, to finish their audit to see if there's any gaps between what the work we did in Michigan versus what they've discovered in their audit.
What would their audit have to do with Michigan?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with Michigan. It has to do with process and to see if what they discovered there could potentially translate to Michigan. Their audit doesn't have anything to do directly with Michigan. You are correct in that.
So, what do you see, Mike, as the biggest issue that needs to be, I guess, corrected?
With respect to elections?
Yeah.
I think we need to, because of the proposal that was citizens broadly supported in 2018,
mm-hmm.
No reason absentees and basically opening up, basically it's become a absentee ballot kind of election process. And we discovered in this last election that there are a few gaps in the ability to maintain integrity of the absentee process. And so those are the kinds of things that we are focusing on. First and foremost is ensuring that identification is required to get a ballot and then execute it. And there's a certain amount of pushback on that, but I maintain that, and I listened carefully to those who complain that, you know, IDs are sometimes not easy to get, and I'm just committed, and so is the Senate, to eliminating all the obstacles that people may have, whether they're real or imagined, in getting an ID. Because quite frankly, Greg, you and I can't hardly do anything in the world today without an identification. And so, shame on us, again, if we don't fix that. And so we introduced, I think, six or seven bills last week, strictly and specifically focused on removing obstacles that people may experience of getting in state-issued identification. And we're gonna fix this problem first, you know, once and for all, and eliminate that concern about it being an obstacle to vote. Voting is one of the highest privileges and the highest responsibilities we all have, and we want everybody in the world, everybody in the state, to be confident that their vote is meaningful and counted. And I think it's one of our highest priorities and one of our highest responsibilities.
So the state will offer a free ID? Is that what I'm hearing?
There will be no constraints. And so if there is an affordability problem, those will be removed. I'll give you an example. I mean, this isn't necessarily part of the proposal yet, but, you know, if we start issuing state-issued IDs, mm-hmm. at the same time we give out high school diplomas, over time that will cover, you know, you pick the number, 99% of people. And so then that's a go-forward type of solution, and then a retrospective solution is, you know, making it very easy for them, people to get the paperwork and necessary, like birth certificates, et cetera, to be able to get an ID. And so we're going at it from both ends of the spectrum.
Is there a group that votes now that doesn't have an ID?
There is votes that have occurred that there wasn't a good process for affirming an ID.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the kinds of things we're talking about.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, what's cooking this coming week, Mike?
The Senate will be back in session likely on Wednesday to take a look in detail at what the House passed from a budget standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the number one focused and priority in this coming week. And then we'll be off again for a few weeks for summer break.
July 1st is the, I guess, the imaginary date. Do you see that being met or no?
I see a budget, a portion of a budget being met by July 1st. I'm not sure the entire budget will be done, but I know that the House, the Senate, and the administration are all working diligently toward that goal. So we're making progress. You never want government to work too fast, Greg, because it needs to be retarded in its speed, because more often than not, when we're trying to go fast, we make mistakes.
Right. Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky. Mike, have a good weekend.
You too, Greg. Take care, buddy.
Take care.